Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
It's around the rhythm section, bringing us back to 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. TalkListen.com, is that right? Beverly, is that
yes.
The website? TalkListen.com. Can they find the books there?
Yes, and they can also reach me directly through 423-400-4241.
All right. Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. Talk is Not Cheap is one of her outstanding books. Communication Strategies That Work is another one. Beverly, we're talking about things to you can resolve to do, you can make adjustments, you can reinvent yourself. We talked about listening earlier. Also, think before you speak is another one that you have. And this is such an important one, and I still work on this all the time. I learned a long time ago the best way to help me listen was to wait 3 seconds whenever somebody else is talking. In other words, if I'm talking to a prospect, a customer, and they're telling me something, I'm already thinking about how I'm going to rebut or deal with their objection or whatever I need to do. But I found that if after they stop talking, if I say, okay, I'm going to wait till they stop talking, and I'm going to wait 3 seconds before I talk. That's an amazing 3 seconds. What do you think?
Oh, it is, because it does a couple things. It allows you to process what they've said. It allows you to think about what you want to say. And the person who was talking, when they hear that pause, as long as you're looking at them, as long as, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you have to look at them, yeah.
Yeah, you have to look at them. They're thinking, oh, my God, this person's really considering this. And so you get a lot of cred for having listened. But you know, half of the people already think before they speak because they're more introverted.
Yeah.
But let me speak just a moment to the extroverts, myself included, you included.
What?
we just jump in there. When something, I always say extroverts think out loud. In other words, don't get upset if you don't like what they said, because they probably may not like it either. They're thinking out loud. But the extroverts need to take that 3 seconds that you're talking about after they're listening to think about what is the best way to say what I want to say. And that's a habit. Habits are tough to break.
And the more we're with people like ourselves, the more energy we derive from them. And it's not that we're being disrespectful. It's just that we're so excited about having somebody fun to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two extroverts will interrupt each other. It's not an interrupt. It's an overlap.
That's right. That's right. It's a conversation. So one of the things that my wife says to me is, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Oh, that's my
tone,
third one.
She gives me this tone thing. She didn't say tone. She says, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. I thought, I didn't say it. Oh, yes, you did. Go ahead. So what do I do about that?
Well, think about, the best way to correct this when I'm working with clients is, you know, we all have these recording devices in our pockets now, or purses. I mean, they're cell phones. Hit that microphone button and say something, and then go back and listen to it and go, well, let me try to say that differently. Know this, that if you slow down your rate, bring down your pitch, it is going to sound more serious. If you let those things go up, you're going to sound more excited. So do you want to sound excited, or is this something you need to sound more serious about?
I have to tell you also, Beverly, and this is a real thing. Guys really need to think about how they talk to women about with their tone. I mean, women really are more tone sensitive than men are. And if you're talking to a prospect, you're talking to a customer, I mean, just a little new. I'm talking about nuances here, Beverly. What do you think?
Oh, it's true. Women tend to be mega listeners. Now, when we say women versus men, it really breaks down to 70% of each. So 70% of women are mega listeners, meaning they hear the tone, they read into it, and so you might.
They've already remembered the color of your eyes, the shirt you, the, what color shirt you have on. Tomorrow they'll be able to tell you that you have brown eyes and you wore a blue shirt because they pick up on things like that. Guys don't do that. We don't pay that much attention to that, things like that.
Right, right. So, you know, just being observant is a wonderful change to make in your communication behavior.
Yeah.
Just paying attention to the small things. While it may not mean anything to you, it can make the difference between making the sale, getting this other person to agree with you, or not. So,
what do you say to the people? What do you say to the young people out there saying, you're spending a lot of time talking about communicating with words, with your voice and your ears. I do everything by text. What's wrong with you guys? What do you say to those people?
I would say two things. Number one, turn off the autocorrect and take an extra moment and read it yourself.
Yeah.
We all have sent a text or an email only to read it later and go, oh, my God, I didn't mean dog. It was supposed to be don't. These auto, you know, corrects are comical. I have turned mine off.
How about face-to-face, though? Last thoughts.
Yes, last thoughts. Do iPhone, do Skype. It is amazing. I have a client. I have several clients that are far, far away, and we can't always do it because some companies don't allow those devices to be used. But when we can, it makes all the difference in the world.
Somehow get your nose in front of their nose, right?
Yeah. So use technology to get face-to-face if you can't do it.
Beverly Inman Ebel. TalkListen.com is the website. Thanks, Beverly. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.